under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Trusted voices with solid teaching and talk. This is The Truth, 91.7 FM.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board, join in the dialogue and discussion as we face the issues each and every day. We're dealing with an issue today that I believe is timely, that for the most part the media has totally overlooked purposely, but yet it's something that is eschatologically, prophetically true, and I believe we must understand it. We're dealing with the issue today, will Israel survive the global uprising? Will Israel survive the global uprising? I watched on the new early morning news this morning, the ambassador for Israel speaking about what is happening on a global basis with the Islamic jihadists demanding Israel's demise, where the demonstrations in the streets, anti-Semitic, anti-Jew, anti-Israel demonstrations in the streets around the globe. Now, you've not heard that on the news. And at the same time this is going on, ladies, this meaning the demonstrations around the globe, we're watching the International Criminal Court charging Israel with atrocities, war crimes. During that time, ladies and gentlemen, unknown to the general public, Joe Biden is trying to divide Israel. Look at a headline from Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ. He said, Biden's deep state FBI deleting records before Trump can get in office. This is shocking and outrageous. A few days ago, we blasted Biden's deep state FBI for betraying Israel, declaring a state of Palestine and training Palestinian Authority security forces personnel who promote wiping out Israel, wiping them off the map. Now, ladies and gentlemen, on the front side of the coin, Joe Biden is saying, we stand for Israel. And behind the scenes, Joe Biden is trying to destroy Israel, as we're also witnessing the movement, the marching, the demonstrations, and the chanting around the world. Berlin, Germany. Streets are filled with hundreds of thousands, yes, hundreds of thousands of demonstrators, Islamic jihadists, demonstrating against Israel, demonstrating against Jewish people. Now, there's a lot of history behind all of this. There's a lot of prophetic text that is behind all of this. We're going to talk about that today as we face the issues. And let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority, the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's the truth book. John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples said this, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. John 17, 17, a declaratory statement is made about the word of God, where the Bible says, thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2, the Bible says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. That's very fitting for today in particular, because we're going to look at some of the things that God says about Israel, about the nation of Israel, the Jewish people, and what the end result shall be and where things are going. We can look at it through a glass darkly, but we can open the scripture and God reveals to us in his prophetic eschatological future as to what's going to happen to Israel. Will Israel survive? Can Israel survive? Will this be a replay of Germany in 1939 through about 1945? Will we witness the attempt to extinguish, to annihilate, to eviscerate all Jewish people on the face of the globe? Is that what we're witnessing the beginnings of? The answer to that question is absolutely yes. It is prophetically, eschatologically true, but yet God is going to watch over the Jewish people, the nation of Israel. We need to stand on truth. It was the secularist George Orwell that said, the further society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. But I'm here to tell you and remind you each and every day, truth matters, regardless of what side of the aisle you may be on. By the way, just a little touch on another issue that's in the news, but not talked very much about even this morning. Fannie Willis handling the case against Trump in Georgia. Fannie has just lost the Fannie has just been removed from that case. I don't know what the results will be with the new master that will be heading up the determination. But finally, an appeals court removed her from the case because of having a biased interest and because of the way she had handled the case. Just a little tidbit of further news, ladies and gentlemen, that I think is good news as we witness what is taking place in our world and in particular in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint. Headline says, DeMint warns America's decline is linked to the death of truth. He says, truth is the core principle of the Judeo-Christian values, which are the foundation of the Western civilization. Judeo-Christian values are derived from the Bible, and the Christian church is the only custodian of the Bible. If you want to know the reason for the death of truth in America, look no further than the decline of Bible-based Christianity in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we know that truth matters, and we realize that we have the Bible, the Christian church, we have the Bible. We ought not to be in the dark and wonder what's happening. God's telling us. God has already told us in advance. It just means getting into the Word, reading the Word, studying the Word, and allowing God to speak to us through His Word. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a serious problem with truth today. In fact, I'm looking at a headline that says, most younger Americans say there's no absolute truth. The younger Americans, i.e. the millennials, go on to say each person determines their own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the reason you find the demonstrations in the streets in America and around the world, where mostly you find the younger generation marching from the river to the sea, that Palestinians shall be free. What they're saying is eviscerate, totally destroy, wipe out the nation of Israel, the Jewish people. I go back to the truth factor. It was the 15th century theologian, church reformer, John Huss, that said, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love it, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge. And yet, John Huss, standing on truth, even as he was being burned at the stake, made this statement, do not be afraid to stand alone if it means standing for the truth. And as he was burning, he screamed out, truth shall prevail. So, ladies and gentlemen, I say that as an underpinning to what we're saying today. The truth of the Word of God shall prevail, regardless of what happens in Berlin, Germany, regardless of what happens in Jakarta, regardless of what happens in India, regardless of what takes place in South Africa, regardless of what is happening around the globe when it comes to the anti-Semitic, the anti-Jew, the anti-Israel rage that is going on. The truth of the Word of God is what matters. And let me remind you once again, it is God's Word that tells us the end of the story. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands with like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how can I find it? It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark. There's a 165-foot flagpole on the campus of Tools for Time. Atop that flagpole is the flag, the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Find that flag in the flagpole, the base of that flagpole. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the question, this very, very serious question, the issue that we're dealing with, will Israel survive the global uprising? What are your thoughts? How do you respond? After a brief monologue, we're going to open our telephone lines and allow you to call in. Love to hear your dialogue and discussion. What are your thoughts? Should Israel be wiped off the map? Should Israel be divided into two states? Should Israel be released and let the so-called Palestinian, which are nothing more than the Islamic jihadists, should they come in and take Israel's land? Should Benjamin Netanyahu be put in prison because the international courts are saying that he is guilty of atrocities against Hamas and against Hezbollah and the Houthis, et cetera, et cetera? What is your opinion? How do you stand on this issue? You might say, well, I don't have a source book to go to. Yes, we do. We can go to the Word of God. The Bible is the source book, and it tells us all that we need to know in relationship to that. May I say to you, as we ask that question, will Israel survive the global uprising? That telephone is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, what Israel is doing is simply defending its borders, defending its people, with the fighting going on seven sides, seven fronts. The nation of Israel is under attack. Look at a headline that says, Gallant, that's the one that's over the War Department for Israel, says Israel is being attacked from seven sides and they're going to hit back. Defense Minister Gallant says Israel is being attacked in seven separate theaters amid the ongoing war and the Gaza Strip, and the military has so far responded. We are in the multi-front war. We're being attacked from seven different arenas: Gaza, Lebanon, Syria, the West Bank, Iraq, Yemen, and Iran. He is meeting with the Knesset to discuss war plans for future expansion or whatever they need to do. We need to need determination, endurance, and strength, and national cohesion with the goals that is before us. It is a battle in which the one who survives is the one who is stronger at the national level in its values and in its unity. This is a battle of national determination. I'm speaking from the one that is the defense minister in Israel. This is a battle of national determination, and I tell you that we will defeat Hamas according to our war plans to do so. Ladies and gentlemen, that's just a little small tidbit of the news, but most of the news in relationship to the real events taking place in Israel are sequestered. Most of the news is absolutely left out on a national level in America. We have no idea the breadth and the depth of the demonstrations that's taking place around the globe. But Israel is fighting, ladies and gentlemen, for the life of and the protection of their people. We've seen the fall recently, the fall of Assad in Syria. Now Israel is busy. I find it fascinating, ladies and gentlemen, because Assad had, in fact, they've recently found burial grounds of, one article said about 100,000 people of the Syrian people that Assad, during his stand as the dictator, has murdered and put in mass graves. They have had Russian war material in their ports in Syria for many, many, many years. I find it fascinating and interesting and would love to know behind the scenes the real facts, how Russia allowed Assad to be taken over by another Islamic jihadist group. And now, according to the New York Times, or one of the New York papers, either New York Times or the Post, gave the erroneous statement that Assad got on an airplane, headed to Russia, something happened, the plane disappeared off the radar, etc. So we don't know where he is. That's not true. In fact, it's very open that Putin is talking about housing Assad and his family, protecting them from anyone that would come after them. But ladies and gentlemen, now Israel, as Benjamin Netanyahu is leading his IDF to go in, and they're destroying the Syrian war material that are a grave danger for Israel. Now they're being blamed for that. There's a accusation and a finger pointing at whatever Israel does to protect its people and protect its borders. And at the same time, we're witnessing in America where the borders are open, there's no protection for our borders. We're witnessing in America today where we're spending hundreds of billions of dollars to protect the borders in Ukraine, and yet we're saying that America doesn't need to have borders. By the way, I was just a little parenthetical footnote. I was delighted to find this morning on the early morning news on one of the networks that they put a cease to the attempt to sell the wall, southern border wall material that was being offered for like $5 a stick, if you call it. I want to call it that, the panels for steel for the border walls. They want to make sure that Trump doesn't build a border wall. But I think there's been some intervention with that, and they've decided not to auction it off or sell it as they had been doing. Israel today, ladies and gentlemen, stands alone on a global scene. Israel stands alone on a global scene, even though America says through the puppet Biden that we stand with Israel. That's not so at all. Through the State Department, there's the negotiation behind the scenes on one side of the table to help Israel, and behind the scenes at another table, the leadership in the State Department at the auspices and the direction of Joe Biden, they're trying to undermine and overthrow the nation of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, it appears that all nations, hear me, all nations are blaming Israel for the war in the Middle East. Yet at the same time, the Netherlands, Germany, and all of Europe, the open doors for the Islamic jihadists have been there for years and years and years, and the borders are all open, and the Islamic jihadist invaders are rapidly taking control of these nations. In fact, I believe it was Victor David Hansen that talked about the fact that most of Europe today is in the hands of the Islamics. Most of Europe today under the control, not of the German or the Netherlands or other European nations' political leaders, but under the control of those invaders. He didn't call them invaders. I do. They have allowed the borders to be open too long with those coming in. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to recognize the danger of what is taking place in America and what is taking place around the world and how we should view it. I'm going to take a moment. I'm looking at my book, Is Islam Tolerant? It's about 325 pages. It's 25 chapters. And I want to read some to you from the 25th chapter that will set the stage. Title of the 25th chapter in the book, Is Islam Tolerant? Gert Wilder, that's G-E-E-R-T, Gert Wilder's open plea. Now, verbatim, the 25th chapter is a speech given by Gert Wilder on the Capitol steps in America just a few years back. And the introduction to this chapter says, recently the Brits, B-R-I-T-S, Brits, tried to keep Gert Wilder from speaking in England. The reasoning was political correctness and concern for Muslim sensitivities in Europe. The chapter says, here's the speech of Gert Wilder, chairman of the Party of Freedom of the Netherlands at the Four Seasons Hotel in New York. It wasn't at D.C., it was in New York, where he was introducing the Alliance of Patriots and announcing the coming jihad conference in Jerusalem. Dear friends, he starts, I'm going to read the introduction and then skip over for a couple of pages. I come to America with a mission. all is not well in this old world. There's a tremendous danger looming, and it is very difficult to be optimistic. We might be in the final stages of the Islamization of Europe. This not only is the potential, and it is very clear, and a present danger to the future of Europe itself, it is a threat to America and all of Americans and the sheer survival of all of the West. The United States is the last bastion of the Western civilization facing the Islamic Empire. Further, he says, and I quote, "All throughout Europe, a new reality is setting in. Entire Muslim neighborhoods where very few indigenous people reside are seen. And if they are seen, they might regret it. This goes for the police as well. It's the world of headscarves, where women walk around in figureless tents with baby strollers and a group of children. Their husbands are slaveholders. If you prefer, walk three steps ahead. With mosques on many streets, corners, and the shops have signs that I cannot read. You'll be hard-pressed to find anyone or any economic activity taking place. There are Muslim ghettos controlled by religious fanatics. These are Muslim neighborhoods, and they are mushrooming in every city all across Europe. These are the building blocks of the territorial control of increasingly large portions of Europe, street by street, neighborhood by neighborhood, city by city. There are now thousands of mosques throughout all of Europe with larger congregations than there are in any churches in Europe. Many European cities are already one-quarter Muslim. Just take Amsterdam, Netherlands, Marseille, France, Milan, and Sweden. And in many cities, the majority are under 18 in population." It goes on to talk about In France, the school teachers are advised to avoid authors deemed offensive to Muslims, including Voltaire and Detroit. The same is increasingly true of Darwin. The history of the Holocaust can no longer be taught because of Muslim sensitivities. In England, Sharia courts are now officially part of the British legal system. Jews are fleeing France in record numbers, etc., etc. Anti-Semitism in all of Europe today is worse than World War II, and I could go on and on. It's a warning from Geert Wilders, a parliamentarian out of the Netherlands, for what is taking place in Europe, and the handwriting is on the wall for it moving into and controlling America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the question, will Israel survive the global uprising? And to give you a very short answer for a long, long study is absolutely unequivocally yes. Israel is the apple of God's eye. God's going to protect the nation of Israel. Israel shall survive, even though it will seem in the last of the last days that we're entering into, it will seem as though Israel will be totally annihilated, totally eviscerated, with no hope and no help, and no one being able to reach out across the aisle, as it's called, and do anything about it. Looking at the headline, anti-Semitic incidents in the U.S. reached record high last year, up 140%, according to the Alliance Defending Freedom. Ladies and gentlemen, the article reads this way. The Anti-Defamation League tracked 8,873 anti-Semitic incidents in the United States in 2023, the highest number of incidents recorded since the organization began ranking its data in 1979. The majority of the incidents documented, 6,535, were cases of harassment, which the groups describe as incidents with either one or more Jewish people or people perceived as Jewish are harassed with anti-Semitic slurs, stereotypes, conspiracy theories, the category including online and in person. And it goes on to talk about the audit of the records and what it shows as far as the anti-Semitism. Let me read that headline again. Anti-Semitic incidents in Europe and the U.S. reached record high just last year. It was up 140%. Now, ladies and gentlemen, perhaps you think, well, that's just the Jewish people and it doesn't affect me. Perhaps you're thinking, well, that's just taking place in Europe and it's not that bad in America. Listen very carefully. According to the Islamic Jihadist holy book, as it is called, the Quran, the Noble Quran, any human being that is non-Muslim That is, if you're Jewish or Christian, we are the targets to be eviscerated, wiped out, totally destroyed. I'll read some from the Quran shortly so that you'll understand what their Quran says that motivates and pushes the Islamic Muslims, the jihadists in America and around the globe. We're talking about a very serious question today. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. What say you? Is it something that we need to be concerned about, or is it something that is a non-issue at all? Ladies and gentlemen, I believe it is something we need to recognize, because it's God's word that says that it's going to take place, and we need to recognize what God's word says shall come about. But ladies and gentlemen, it appears that the nations are blaming Israel for the wars in the Middle East. Yet at the same time, in the Netherlands and in Germany, all of Europe, the borders are open, and they're continuing to allow the influx of the Islamic people coming in. The governments and the politicians now, listen, the politicians in the Netherlands just recently awakened to the fact that they no longer have control over their immigration policy. They recognize they no longer have control over who can come in and who cannot. Why is that so? Because the Islamic jihadists had come into the Netherlands at such a rate since the early 1990s that they now control most of the parliament. They control most of the cities, the municipalities, with the rules, the regulations, and the laws. And so, therefore, nothing can be passed that will block the immigration, as they call it, for the Muslims to continue to flow in. The Netherlands are just about taken over. And according to the latest statistical data, most all of Europe is now dominated by the Islamic jihadists. As one writer put it, with more mosques than churches today in most all of Europe. Ladies and gentlemen, governments and politicians, the decision makers, as I call them, do not have the control today as a result of it. The citizens are waking up to the loss of liberties and freedoms. Listen, may I say this? We're witnessing the potentiality of that in America. Perhaps you remember Kamala Harris and her campaign in Michigan. Listen very carefully. Kamala Harris said to the Islamic population in Michigan, if you put me in office, I will make a commitment to you that a Muslim will have office in the White House. Will be able to have say-so out of the White House. Politicians are doing that on a global basis. Political so-called leaders are doing that to get the approval of the people, get the vote of the people, in order to put themselves back into office. As a result of that, we're seeing a domination of the Islamic jihadists in all of Europe. We're witnessing today in Germany what looks like the precursor to what happened in the late 30s and into the mid-40s with the Holocaust that was the end result of trying to wipe out all Jewish people. That's anti-Semitic, anti-Semitism. That is the demographics of it on a top scale today that's taking place. May I say to you, we're witnessing the buildup of a global conflict as was seen in the 30s and 40s. In fact, I go back to reach over and pick up a book entitled The Coming Global Islamic Invasion. It is a book that I had the privilege of writing and authoring and publishing in 2013, and we're witnessing that today. It is a verse-by-verse study of Ezekiel 37, 38 and 39, if you want to know that. And I'm looking at page 19 in that book. And in street demonstrations then, says Islam will dominate the world. Islam will dominate the globe. A quick Google search of the word Islam will dominate gives you a quick eyeful. This says on page 19, Islam will dominate the world. Sharia law will be the solution, as many other cute little taglines are being demonstrated in the streets across our nation and around the world. Today we have the mindset from the river to the sea, Palestine shall be free. It's talking about the evisceration of Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to look at what the Bible says that's going to take place and what God says that he's going to do in the future days. Ladies and gentlemen, hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, WAYL, St. Augustine, and W.